Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crackin'. This is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, boy.
Yay!
I hope you're hungry because we are serving up a lot of celebrity dish for you. Now, Brat is out in Atlanta.
Looking but you right have her hair.
I did a little bandana. To Brat. So we got to say hey to everybody Atlanta. I'm trying anyway. Now, over the weekend, we were rocking and rolling here in L.A. Later, Disney's live-action Little Mermaid has some people upset because of who they cast as the Little Mermaid. And a billionaire is officially single, but is she ready to mingle? We're going to talk about that. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
I chose top four.
Who won the weekend?
So we got to send a massive big ups and applause to the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Now, the ladies won their fourth World Cup this past weekend in France, beating the Netherlands with a 2-0 victory. So shout out to the ladies for bringing home the trophy.
Yeah.
But the win for the ladies isn't without some drama and controversy.
Here we go.
The women's team is in another fight, and that is for equal pay. They trying to get their guap up.
That's right.
Yep. Even the crowd at the cup finals showed their support. Take a look.
Equal pay! Equal pay!
Now, in this instance, I will agree that the girls need equal pay because when it comes to the revenue that they're bringing in more revenue than the men, and so they should be getting equal pay.
Now, Look at you all grown up. What happened?
I thought you were going to say, tell those hags to hush.
But here's the thing. When you look at the tail of the tape, now the women's going to get $250,000 each for winning the cup versus the men's team who get $1.1 million each
if they win. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
But collectively, the women get like $30 million compared to the men who get about $400 million.
Oh, that's absolutely crazy.
No. Well, I wish I could get my pay, honey. I know you making more than me, Portia.
Don't worry about that.
Now, here's the thing. I understand that the women are going to get a pay raise for the next World Cup. They're like, okay, we're going to throw in some more money if you win. But it might just be just, you know, words because the men's pay raise is going up as well. So,
but the question is, what big mouth man told the women that they was making more than them?
Now, you know, men get the pillow talking. One woman probably slept with one of the men players, and he told her.
So Disney announced they're doing a live-action Little Mermaid.
Love it. You love Little Mermaid.
I do love Little Mermaid. And the new Ariel is Halle Bailey. 19-year-old Hallie is one half of the singing group Chloe and Hallie. Some say that Beyonce might have had a hand in this because she actually signed Chloe and Hallie. So she's saying that she might have said, hey, live action, since she's doing live action Lion King.
Right.
But not everyone is happy with the reboot because some people can't get past the fact that Ariel will be African-American.
Get over it.
Hey, hey, anybody who's upset, you also know mermaids don't really exist, right?
Some people were so upset, even the hashtag Not My Ariel was trending on social media.
Oh, my gosh.
But Disney's Freeform posted a statement defending their choice, saying this, an open letter to the poor, unfortunate souls, hashtag Little Mermaid. Hashtag Ariel, nice. Hashtag my Ariel.
This is ridiculous.
They say the character of Ariel is a work of fiction, so after all this is said and done, any of you still that cannot get past the idea that choosing the sensational, highly talented, gorgeous Halle Bailey is anything other than inspired casting that it is, because she doesn't look like the cartoon one. Oh boy, do I have some news for you about you.
Yeah, you're a racist. You're a racist. Like, who cares? It's a.
No, I think it's.
Change up and revamp.
Here's the problem. When something is introduced, when, you know, this is what this person's supposed to look like. Like pictures of Jesus. We don't really know. But he's
we know that we all have different pictures of Jesus.
But he's not. But he's probably not a white guy
yeah,
with long hair and blue
body
eyes. So anybody who's given an image of something that you can't really, it's like it's hard to change that image.
By
later.
The way, they redid Wizard of Oz. Remember when the Wiz came out?
Yeah.
People all up in arms about Dorothy.
And guess what? At the end of the day, representation does matter. Little black girls, this is beautiful for them to be able to see that this is what she could look like.
But the thing about it is, people are already saying, how would they chose a black Ariel when they say black people don't even like to swim? Don't know how to swim, don't want to get their hair wet. So
killing stereotypes.
She's already killing the stereotypes.
Well, that's to keep it a work of fiction.
Well, Chris Brown is in the news again, but this time someone is actually saying something nice about Chris, and the person being his baby mama again.
His baby mama.
Now, reports surfaced recently that Chris was behind on child support payments again for Nia and their 5-year-old daughter, Royalty. But Nia clapped back and said, that's right, honey, all is good between her and Breezy, and she isn't here for the slander of Breezy anymore. That's right. She said, not true. All is great on our end. She said, please stop with the Chris Brown bashing. It's just sad that negative things hurry and try and get published. We are just tired of it. He does pay and is not behind whatsoever.
Well, honey, I know this morning I just did a story saying that she said that he wasn't paying his child support. So I guess it's in.
Your
got the story.
Your news is wrong.
Right,
I'm guessing that he paid her to say that he'd paid.
Yes, he did.
Now, that would make sense because there are also reports that he has another woman who's allegedly pregnant with his child.
Yeah.
So if you got reports in the news saying you don't pay, that's probably going to help the new woman get more money when the baby can get here.
So I guess this song Undecided was about his condom use.
Right. That's how you know he probably been giving her a little bit more over the top, too. Because when a baby mama who in the past used to bash you,
thank you,
and now she's coming
he's
to your
wonderful.
Defense.
He's wonderful. He's wonderful.
Why are you choosing not to wear a condom if you're going to have to end up paying that woman later? Because you didn't. If I'm not going to wear a condom, I'm not wearing a condom with Mackenzie Bezos. Am I right?
Well, speaking of Mackenzie Bezos, it looks like everybody is shooting their shot with her. They want to get in her pants. Why? Listen, if you don't know who Mackenzie Bezos is, she recently got divorced from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and she is, now she's the 22nd richest person in the world.
Wow.
Because she's worth $38 billion. That's with a B, $38 billion. So people are online on
that
social
media. That
will
bring out the guys.
Andy.
Every
dirty, rotten scoundrel is
Now, she is a good-looking woman, and people are going on social media and trying to get with her. One Twitter user wrote, hey, Mackenzie Bezos, any plans for the weekend? Give me a call, and we could meet up someplace. That's not going to happen. That's what she's going to do.
Not at all. I would reply to you, bastard. Who the hell am I going to meet your ass for? Honey, I'm a billionaire, baby. Make no error.
We're going for drinks at TGI Fridays. Where are we meeting? Another wrote, good morning, pretty mama. Just making sure you're still feeling very loved over there, baby.
Ew.
When you talk to supermodels, they say that they hardly ever have guys coming up and hitting on them because they think there's no shot here. So it's like, I appreciate these guys who are taking shots because maybe she's just a down-to-earth girl that wants to go to TGI Fridays.
Okay, I have a question for you, Frank. Mackenzie Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
Would you shoot your shot with her? Would you date her? Would you say
actually, no, I would not because I'd be afraid.
Yeah, right.
No, seriously, Portia, I'd be afraid she's dating me just for my looks.
That's
right.
I can assure you, so you can go ahead and date her. That is not the case.
You know, like my cash.
My husband Jeff was like the prettiest button on the, you know, the blouse.
Not at all. So now you know she's going for looks.
You got the money.
But
she wants Fabio.
She should find a dude. She should find a new dude like Shark Tank style. Like, you know, they should have it set up like that. A dude comes and, like, you know,
she's the new bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah, she get a good man, a black man to be exact, honey.
Leroy.
Everybody off, honey.
She ain't gonna know what hit her.
Okay.
I'll give her some prime.
Okay. She gonna wake up, her bank account gonna be empty.
Okay.
I'm gonna give cable in my name. Up next, find out what jewels former First Lady Michelle Obama dropped about relationships. Tell you more after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. What up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, we got to celebrate somebody real quick. Our forever first lady.
Yeah.
In my Jodeci voice. Michelle Obama, there's nothing she can't do. Now, this past Saturday at the Essence Festival, she sat down for a very candid interview with Gayle King, and she did some valuable relationship gems. Take a listen.
It's so important to marry somebody that you respect, you know? It's important to marry somebody who is your equal, and to marry somebody and to be with somebody who wants you to win as much as you want them to win. I was talking to a good friend of mine earlier today about thinking about marriage like we think about sports and like you picking your team, right? I mean, my husband is my teammate, and if we are gonna win this game together, he has to be strong and he has to be okay with me being strong. I do not want a weak player on my team.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You don't think you should pick a mate?
I feel like
she was talking to me.
I mean, like, and you could look for a mate the same way you look for a sports team until that person gets traded to the Tennessee Thoughts.
Well, I like what
she's saying, because at the end of the day, what she found in Barack Obama is something she probably wouldn't find in nobody else. Somebody who would let her be as powerful as she is, and he play his position.
Well, since that's being said, Miss Portia, how's that working with you?
Well, it works for anybody. I mean, hey, my situation, your situation. At the end of the day, you got to find somebody who is equal to you.
So you think equally yoked really works?
It's in the Bible.
I know that.
Yeah.
And the yoke is easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're drinking.
Oh.
Okay, well, Jada Smith is out here motivating the masses to make the world a better place. This past weekend, he debuted his new pop-up food truck called I Love You Restaurant. I saw this and thought it was so sweet.
Really? Aww.
And it's just super cool because the food truck serves free vegan food to the homeless in Gary. Well, Jada posted videos and photos of the I Love You Restaurant with the caption, I Love You Restaurant is a movement that is all about giving people what they deserve, healthy vegan food for free. Today, we launched our first one-day food truck pop-up in downtown L.A. Keep a lookout because this is the first of many. Hashtag Jaden Inc.
Wait a damn minute now. He's serving vegan food to homeless people.
Yes,
it's
he is.
It's pretty much like sides.
What kind of mess is that? You're insulting these damn people. People had a pork chop in years, and you're going to serve some damn vegan food?
I mean, but here's
the
thing.
Come on now.
Well, if you homeless, depending on the level of homeless you are, your body ain't even trained to process the meats no
more. That's an insult, some damn vegan food to homeless people. They're like, what in the hell is this?
I'm telling you, they're going to stand in line and walk right on out of line, honey. Man.
And they're going to stay home.
He's going to get cussed out for his good deed. I'm not going to lie to you. He's going to
say it's also Jaden Smith's birthday.
Oh,
Also, happy birthday, Jaden Smith.
Happy birthday, little boy.
Now, if you've been sitting at home wondering, hey, guys, when is it going to be the second coming of Venus to Serena Williams? Well, we like to let you know she is here, and she's a 15-year-old rising tennis star by the name of Corey Goff, and she is out here swinging.
Yeah. Oh.
Now, check this out, y'all. She's the youngest of all England club qualifiers of the Open era. She beat her idol Venus Williams, and now she just got eliminated from the Wimbledon Top 16 tournament. But guess what?
What?
She is still a beast. And if you thought winning like the whole thing of Wimbledon is what she was like aiming for, mm-hmm. oh no, it gets even deeper than that. You know what her goal is?
What?
To get Beyonce's attention.
I know what? That's right.
To get her attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, she like Beyonce?
Yeah, she's a super fan, probably.
I mean, like her, or like her in a love like?
Likes her the same way people like and idolize people that they're into. The same way you like Diana Ross.
Right.
Oh yeah, I like Diana Ross.
And how you never met her?
Oh no, niece, I met her.
Oh, that was her daughter. We keep telling you that. That was Tracy Ellis Ross.
Oh, that was Tracy?
Yeah.
Oh, hell, they looked alike.
Close enough.
All right, coming up, baby, Miss Cardi B got our wig snatched, bitch, honey. We'll tell you all about this and more right after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, it looks like Miss Cardi B, baby, is out here snatching wigs, child.
Uh-oh.
Now, let me tell you what happened. Cardi was performing Friday night in London, and she snatched off her own wig, baby, and tossed that bitch into the crowd. And get this, Portia. She continued to perform with no wig, baby. She posted the video with the caption, "I got carried away. I want my wig back." Let's take a look. Disgusting. That is ridiculous. She is not a drag queen.
That's the spirit of the Holy Ghost, honey.
Is that what it is?
Yes, indeed. Babe, I have never seen nobody do that.
Tamar Braxton did it.
And she just kept on going. And it had a little wig cap underneath.
Oh, and a stocking cap underneath.
A little stocking cap.
Have you ever removed your joint like it was a hat?
Oh, that's privately, that's what I do every day when I get home. I just snatch it up and throw it to the nightstand.
Yes, but how dare she is rich and she wearing a regular stocking cap like a poor person.
No, you
but that's what makes people like her so much, that she do regular things. There's like a whole bunch of chicks that probably watch that's like, yes, bitch, like.
Right.
Like, because they like seeing stuff like that.
She look like Porsche. I mean, but she a rich Porsche. You keep a stocking cap on like that.
You'll never see it because I ain't gonna snatch it off at Dish. Now, I doubt I catch that Holy Ghost up there at Dish now.
And I think that was all your hair.
Oh, you did.
I really
that's
did.
What you're supposed
Especially
to think.
Especially with the baby hair, right. Too.
Uh-huh. That's what you're supposed to think, boo-boo.
That is a mess. Women got to get better, honey.
Well, moving on, it's a new challenge heating up social media right now, and it's called the Bottle Cap Challenge. Now, the way it's set up is participants place a bottle on a solid surface with the cap loosely twisted shut, and the goal is to untwist the cap with a kick without moving or touching the bottle with your hands. And a whole bunch of celebs are joining in on the fun. Now, Justin Bieber and Jason Statham posted their versions of the challenge. Take a look.
This could be Tom Cruise's head.
Pretty
well
good.
Well done. Yeah, they did a good job, I guess.
But yo, Mariah Carey put her own spin on things, and she posted her version of the challenge. Check it out.
She cheated, honey.
You know, that's what Brad was did to take that cap off somewhere.
That's why she ain't here. She on the way back.
Exactly.
Okay. Honey. She made that happen for her friend, didn't
that's
she?
Right.
Sure did.
You're gonna
well,
be
guess
great.
What? I heard y'all did the challenge as well. Uh-huh. Take a look.
God.
That's right, baby.
It's not about the way it's done. It's the execution,
no,
the fact
right,
that
honey.
It got done.
I had faith in you, because this one couldn't even get that old leg up, honey.
I told her, I was like, girl, dexterity or flexibility? It's been out the door a long
time,
let
me
I got it.
What if I told you that cap was screwed all the way down and I did that?
What if I told you yours was in slow motion, but it wasn't in slow motion?
Okay. I was trying not to make a mess.
Up next, Heidi and Frank will tell you how an earthquake shook up this YouTube makeup tutorial, or did it? Find out after the break. Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, I'm sure many of you have already heard about the two major earthquakes that hit Southern California late last week. Well, Ali J, a young woman, was recording a makeup tutorial video at the time of the second earthquake that happened on Friday. Take a look.
Fill it in a few different times just to kind of get it a real deep color. And then kind of go in here at the bottom.
This was the worst acting ever. This is a way to teach a bad acting class. Remember, you're going to do this, okay? You're going to do the stereotypical smudged lipstick. I do.
Well, if she had done mascara, she'd have poked her own eye out, Heidi. Lipstick's the easiest way to go.
You're going to go for it. Mascara's the way to go to make it more believable, not the stupid lipstick joker.
Yeah, don't feel too sorry for her, because some YouTubers were quick to point out that this might just be a prank. All of Ali's videos going back to 2016 were recorded in a long, narrow room like that. Huh. And it looks just like an earthquake simulator. So, and she hasn't posted since 2018, so she's been holding on to this video for a long time to actually, oh my God, an earthquake post.
This was bad. I had bad acting.
How do you know it's bad acting when I don't think you know how to put makeup on? We pay a woman like $1 million a year to do something to that face.
She should have Mackenzie Bezos money.
What's David Copperfield get paid?
If he can make the Statue of Liberty disappear, he can do something with this.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.